Hello, the Swag Minister, the Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 164, 164. So we're still on verse 8 of Psalm 91, which says, "Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked." We personalize Psalm 91. So you say, "Only with my eyes." So we've been talking about wisdom. Why were we talking about wisdom? Because we realize that evil, the opposite of evil is wisdom. When you want to walk in evil, you are walking in foolishness. But the opposite of not walking in evil and foolishness is walking in wisdom. That is the alternative. If you go on this road, you cannot appear on the other road. So that is why we concentrate on wisdom. And these are the last few things I'll say before we move on to the next verse in Psalm 91. But I think that I'll do you a great disservice if, after talking about wisdom, I don't show you another aspect, because wisdom means that you are going on the road of excellence. You remember those guys who are going to look out for blood in the night and take all that they can in the night was because they wanted to live a certain lifestyle. They wanted something big. They wanted something great to happen in their lives. But they were looking or using the wrong tools, going the wrong direction. So if I talk about wisdom and I don't talk about excellence and what will hinder your excellence, then I've not done you good. Excuse me. So now I want to talk on just one verse, and that is it. And then we are through. There's a peculiar scripture in Genesis 49:3-4, and that is all. Genesis 49:3-4. Listen carefully. Genesis 49:3-4 says, "Reuben," this was Jacob. He had 12 sons, and he was pronouncing his last words on his deathbed. "Reuben, you are my firstborn, my strength, the child of my vigorous youth." And this, I think, is a New Living Translation. So let me do the King James Version verse the first, then I'll go back to this. So, "Reuben, thou art my firstborn. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power." So this was Reuben, the firstborn. And Reuben, as the firstborn, was supposed to receive twice of the inheritance. What I mean is that if there are 12 sons, Jacob had 12 sons, and he was dividing his inheritance, he needed to make it 13, so that Reuben, the firstborn, will get the double portion. That's the meaning of the double portion. You give everybody back, the firstborn will get double that. So he said that you are my firstborn, and indeed you are supposed to have a double portion. You are the height of my might, the beginning of my strength, excellency of dignity, and excellency of power. And let me read the New Living Translation. So, "Reuben, you are my firstborn, my strength, the child of my vigorous youth. You were born when my blood was hot, the best of the best. You are the first in rank and first in power." So are there people like that? Everything is set for you to be the best. The family have their hope in you, your father, your mother, they know that you are coming up tops. You are coming out tops. Sometimes they don't have even the means of sending you to the best schools, but they will sacrifice the last penny just to make sure that you are the best. And that when you stand with your peers, there is no way you will fall short, or there is no way you will feel inferior, because nothing about you is inferior. They've done their best to give you the best of the best of the best. But the next verse is cutting. It splits the heart into two. He said, "Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel." Oh, why is Jacob cursing his firstborn? This is not right. Was that a curse? No, it was not a curse. He was stating a matter of fact. He was saying, anyone who is unstable as water will not excel. Any man, Any woman who is unstable as water will never excel. But that is not your case. I'm so happy to say that these teachings, they will correct everything and help you. Listen, you're going to be the best of the best of the best. The creme de la creme. When they call out the best, it's your name. If your name is not a part of it, then that there is, we must question that list in the name of Jesus. You're blessed. Have a blessed day. Bye. Wait for the next episode tomorrow. Bye. Love you so much. Bye.